What's happening?
Suck it to me.
Floating in the river with a saturated liver, and I wish I could forgive her, but I do believe she meant it when she told me to forget it, and I bet you will regret it when you find me in the morning, wet and drowned, and the wood gets round. I'm going down, I'm going down. Coming up for air, it's pretty stuff under there. I'd like to say I didn't care, but I forgot to leave a note, and it's so hard to stay afloat. I'm soaking wet without a boat, and I knew I should have taken off my shoes. It's front page news. Going down, going down.
Record.
Record.
Sorry. Yeah, you're listening to League Podcast episode 224. I'm Laughing Boy Matt Durson.
I'm the wisecracking Josh Lingle.
Hey,
Clay Inferno here.
Hey,
wow. Stegsy.
Hey, Stegsy. A little metamorpho. Well, welcome back. We haven't done a podcast in a couple weeks. I mean, a real one. Josh and I had a on the road, which was real.
On the road was a real podcast.
That was real.
That was great.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
I actually listen to the shows I'm not on. I even listen to the shows I am on.
I do that.
Quality control.
On the road one.
I did listen to some of it. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
I appreciated my little on the road again at the very end of the...
Yeah, that was good. See, have to do a whole song. Just the intermission song, which Clay did recognize was from Monty Python. After I chastised him. But,
chastise me all you want for not being there.
No, it wasn't
the punishment I get. Punishment.
You said something like, oh, the intermission music. And I said, ah, you fools, you didn't recognize that it was from Monty Python or whatever. It wasn't just random intermission music.
I love it.
We should get
one of those Monty Python guys on the show.
Yeah, the ones that are, well, I guess only Graham Chapman is dead. The rest of them are alive. Was the other guy? Another one of them is dead, right?
I don't know.
Are two of them dead? Doesn't matter. Well, it matters to them, I guess.
Yeah.
Ivor dead. But they did one of those reunions last year.
From what I heard, they all pretty much hate each other, but they had to do it like to get themselves out of some sort of Monty Python debt.
Yeah, I think they're in debt. Isn't that weird?
I think individually they're in debt, but like somehow like the
right.
the company is or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
we have plenty of money, but Monty Python as a whole is in the hole.
Yeah, Monty Python, the guy.
Monty. The full Monty.
Getting a little blue.
You always... a little blue.
We're going to go full Monty. Are you guys podcasting the full Monty?
No, I'm wearing clothes, unfortunately.
Yeah, usually I'm not, but
it's always next week.
Wearing clothes, I don't know.
Saturday, what the hell? Hey, when it gets to be really warm outside, you know, my apartment gets really hot, so I make no guarantees. In June, I may not. I may be full Monty. But anyways, what's going on? We haven't talked in a while, and there's like things happening, and I suppose news and stuff that's probably passed us by. What are we gonna talk about?
What did they used to call it on Around Comics or 12 O'Clock Comics? Like the Regina pile, like the pile of comics that you haven't read. You're just staring at you. Like my Regina pile is still like pretty thick, and I read like 20 comics in the last day, and I still have like another 20 to go through.
Whoa!
To get caught up.
It's kooky.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like I didn't have that many, which was strange.
Yeah, I'm all caught up, I think. I actually just read Darth Vader a few minutes ago.
Oh, I finished mine up. Let's talk about that first.
Yeah. All right, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was interesting. So here's the deal. I picked that up just randomly. Not randomly, but because I buy it, and there were a bunch of copies there at the store. I grabbed it. I come home, and I happen to find on eBay that it's already selling for like $10.
What?
It just came out like the day before. I bought it on Thursday. I went to look it up because I wanted to sell the code right? So I look it up, and it's like, first appearance of Dr. Aphra. And I was like, who the hell is that?
Well, she's a new character, right? So
no,
they...
I don't think so. I think she's obviously been established, right? No?
I thought I heard that there was going to be a new character in it, so that was why it was a big deal.
I should probably look it up or something, because otherwise we're just talking like idiots here.
We are the worst podcast.
No, maybe I assumed by the way people on eBay were talking about it that it was like a character that had maybe been established in some of those books or something or whatever. Yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's just completely new. Vader's – is it his daughter?
No.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe. Is it? What's going on?
I don't know. I thought somebody – well, anyway, whatever. Regardless of who she is, they're making a big deal about it, selling the book already for like three times what it was going for. And then they were saying sold out, hard to find. Like, what are you talking about? I just bought
one. Go into the Brookline New England Comics and there's 20 of them sitting there.
Yeah, seriously. And I was thinking, maybe if you live in like the backwoods of, you know, Missouri or something like that, they're hard to find. But
in this
day and age, you could probably just find one.
Search. There's no shortage.
What happened, Clay? Oh, okay.
Shortage of digital comics.
Exactly. They're never hard to find if they're digital.
Right.
So, yeah, anyways, I don't know. If you got this one, bag and board it, I guess. I don't know. Might be worth something.
Someday. No, I feel like going out and purchasing it.
Yeah, I might just go buy a couple more. Whoever this Aphra chick is, but it's not his daughter. Is that what we don't know? There seems to be it because she hinted at it. She said, "You're the one I've been looking for all my life," and then she said, "Oh, I felt the shiver there."
I think because she was. I read that as like she didn't have a purpose really, so she was like, "Oh, now I have a mission. Cool, I'll work for you."
Nah, I read that as his daughter.
You know what I liked? I liked that she was like, from one quote she said, it was just like, she is like Space Indiana Jones.
Yeah, she is, because she said it belongs in an armory.
Yep. Yeah.
She's
talking about museums, and she's like, but it belongs in an armory. I'm like, yeah, Indiana Jones.
And she is an archaeologist.
Yep.
She says, I'm not a protocol droid, I'm an archaeologist. Protocol droid, whatever. So what happens? So this guy finds her. She's kind of, you know, it is totally Indiana Jones because she's trying to steal this, whatever, this little chip. And, like, these guys find her, and it's very Indiana Jones. They're like, oh, you should be in prison and all that stuff. And then Vader shows up, rescues her. They go back to her place, basically, her ship. She reactivates these droids, which basically are, like, evil R2-D2.
I know. They might as well have, like, little goatees.
Seriously.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, so they're torture droids, I guess. That's like a thing. So, and then...
Zero, or triple zero.
Yeah, triple zero, and then whatever, BT-1 is the evil R2.
Blastomac.
And he just blows shit up, yeah. Like,
I did love how triple zero was like, you better not shake my hand, because I could probably kill you.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. And then,
I like how Darth he's like, Vader, you seem to have a fondness for talking all the time. You are overly fond of speaking.
Fond of speaking, yeah. She's like, yeah, oh, hey, oh, I'm nervous. But anyways, so he says he needs an army because he's kind of been cast out, you know, of the Empire after they blamed him for the Death Star blowing up. And he's been kind of cast out, so he says, I need an army. And so she says, how about we pop by old Geonosis, which everyone remembers from episode 2 was the planet where they, well, I guess it's a droid army there. Let's get John Hunt in and see what he has to say.
About the prequels.
Yeah, we don't want to. Yeah, he loves the prequels, so he can tell us all about Geonosis.
Gentlemen.
Hello!
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 Hello. Prequel talk, eh?
Well, we were talking about the new Darth Vader.
It was related to comics.
Okay. They go to Geonosis and, you know, at the end. Well, they don't go in this issue, but they said, you want to go to Geonosis? He's like, I don't really care about Geonosis. Because she's like, how do you feel about it? I suppose it's just
Who said it?
Darth Vader said that.
I thought you said, how do you feel about it?
She did say.
She,
I'm confused.
Apparently, you haven't read your Darth Vader. But if you have a printed copy, you should apparently keep that in good condition because it seems to be selling for eBay. Seems to be selling on eBay for money already. We were just discussing.
I just looked it up, and this was her first appearance, and the first mention of her was in the last issue.
Can you still tell me who she is?
It's Dr. Aphra.
Dr. Aphra, who is this?
Dr. Aphra?
Yeah, Dr. Aphra.
She's like a blaxploitation character in Star Wars.
Yeah, and
a little bit.
Lando. What?
They're heading to Genosha to figure out what the deal is with the clones, mutants.
And they find the X-Men there.
Yeah. The Savage.
Yeah. No, so Dr. Aphra is this kind of space archaeologist woman who I suspect is somehow related to Darth Vader, but these guys think that she's just some random person. But anyways, apparently on eBay they're like, hard to find, sold out, rare. And I'm like, it just came out like 2 days ago. It's not...
People say that sort of thing to make people buy it.
But it's...
Excellent
it was selling
condition.
For like 10- Yeah, I say that. Okay, you're right. Very good, Clara.
Never been read.
Hey,
like new.
That one's not a lie. If it's never been read, I don't lie and say it's been read, or the other way around.
Then it makes me wonder fidget why it inside over. Lines are creased.
Fidget it. Okay. Well, anyways, So Dr. Aphra, who I thought was somebody, but apparently it's nobody. Like, I thought maybe she was in the books or something. They make it seem like, at least the idiots on eBay do, like, first appearance of Dr. Aphra.
So you're just buying into that eBay hype.
I guess I am.
So quick, sell
I
your
mean,
copy.
She could end up being, like, a cool character.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. She could.
My friend Hannah over at My Prime, she did say something about how people were, like, calling the store all week like about it, like asking if they had it, and because of the new characters.
Really?
And I didn't realize what she was talking about until you just said that
right now.
Just this moment.
Why would you call the store? Like, why wouldn't you just like there's got to be something about this person.
She's gonna be in episode 7.
Maybe she is.
Maybe
that's
they
it.
Must get all sorts of weird calls, because there was this one girl that came in like a few weeks ago that was like, yeah, it was the one that called. And she had reserved every single variant cover of Orphan Black, the comic book number one, because she was a huge Orphan Black fan, and like probably never been
Orphan
in that
Black.
Comic book store before, you know?
Yeah, I just heard there was a comic book of the show.
Have one variant cover.
You know what I was thinking? You talk about getting weird calls. So I was telling Josh this, I think, a few weeks ago when we were on our way up to New Hampshire. But so my friend Brian, who works at NEC Brookline, prime for me, I walked in there a couple weeks ago and he said, Matt, you're a pretty trustworthy guy, right? And I was like, I don't, you know.
Here's the keys to the store.
Well, he said, I have to run to the bathroom really fast. Like, I have to pee so bad. I'm going to take the phone off the hook and I'm going to lock the register, but just make sure no one's, you know, just. And I said, oh, do I get to sit in the chair? And he's like, sure, whatever. And I was like, no, that's going to be awesome. So I like sat behind the register.
Selfie stick.
Yeah, it took him like 20 seconds, but.
Fast beer.
Yeah, he's pretty fast. But anyway, he came back and he's like, you know, everyone I asked to do this always wants to sit in the chair. I'm like, oh, you know, it seems cool. It's like a position of power. He's like, it's not that cool.
It's a retail job.
Well, yeah, but it's not even just a retail job. It's like you kind of have to deal with some strange people.
People.
The thing that would get me is like, he's like, yeah, no, there are some cool people. And he's like you. I'm like, sure, you're just saying that because I'm here, but I'm really
sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
Now get out of my store.
But I'm not one of the cool people. But anyway.
Like you, and can I have my chair back, please?
Yeah. Are you just sliding out the door with it? I don't understand. Anyways, but he's like, I think that he's like, it's kind of made me hate comics working here. I mean, except a few that he really likes, but like, he's like, a lot of this, like, people are like, did you read this? And he's like, nah, I don't really care. You know, so it's kind of made him.
That's what happens when you work in comics, too.
Yeah, see?
You just kind of stop caring about them.
I feel like that's the same with a lot of things. When something becomes your job instead of like your passion, all of a sudden it's just like, fuck.
Yeah, that's how I started hating movies, working at video stores. But yeah, so that's kind of because I always thought like, wow, if I was like really rich, wouldn't it be fun to be like Kevin Smith and open your own store? Be like, nah, I don't
get real fat.
Yeah, right. Think I'm a giant stoner.
I think all those things sound fantastic.
I'm pretty into it too. I'm into that.
But anyways, the point is, like, yeah, I think so would probably make me hate comics and people.
No, I don't think so. I think like working in a comic store is totally different than like if you're an artist and then you go into comics as a comic artist. I think like working at a comic book store, yeah, you might get annoyed with people just because in general people are annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
But like if you're rich and that's what you're doing is your side thing, all you have to do is think, ah, I'm fucking rich. I'm right. Fucking rich.
Like, maybe if you did something cool with the comic store like Art and Franco, where they have like all sorts of activities going on and shit, then maybe it might be different.
Do they have what are the activities?
Yeah, they have games and like signings.
Yeah, they have kids' days and
Batman karaoke.
Oh, now you're
would be in our store, yeah.
Yeah. Every Friday night, Batman karaoke.
I think what gets, you know, like...
Durson's comics after hours.
After hours.
Serve alcohol and stuff.
After dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Serve alcohol.
All right, so if we open a comic store, that's what we're doing.
You know what would be funny doing all that and, like, but, like... Having like a round table where you each like every weekend or something, like not weekend but like pick a night and you do a comic book reading and you assign like different characters to like different random people and record it.
And record it like an audio comic?
Like an audio comic, but with strangers.
Oh yeah.
That would be interesting actually. Yeah. Strangers. Here you go. You're a Scarecrow.
Yep.
What?
Scarecrow's not even in this. I know. You look like you're going to be a bad actor. I don't like the sound of your voice.
Scarecrow's not in it. Yeah, you get the point. All right, get out of here.
Can I buy some? No, get out. I think the thing is the magic tournaments would definitely, like, if I lost my job and had to work in Wing of Comics, I think I would go nuts from the magic.
There would never be a magic.
They don't have that at every store, but they do have it at yours.
Mm. Yeah,
they have that basement that they do it in. But I always see kids like, "Can I trade these like 50 crappy cards for like one good one?" He's like, "No, those 50 crappy cards are crappy."
What I don't understand is like why they allow that at the store. Like, why don't you do it like you did in the old days? Like, do it with your friends. Like, trade with your friends. Like, don't go trade it with like the people in the store. I feel like I'm gonna get hate mail, and I never even get any. Like,
we don't get any mail. We might as well get.
Yeah, at least there's some mail.
Anyways, I don't know. I don't know why these kids do it.
I don't know. I was never dorky enough to play that shit because I'm not a fucking dweeb.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I'm not a dweeb.
Since when I was five.
Yeah, that's different.
I remember, like, when I was talking about trading things, I meant, like, G.I. Joe figures because, no, I wouldn't trade cards.
No, because then we would just beat you up.
We used to do baseball cards a little bit.
Yeah, but that's a sport. That's cool. That's okay.
Back in my day, we used to put baseball cards in the spokes of our wheels and listen to them clickety clack, clickety clack,
click. And that's how I got the sound, the idea sound
of Spider-Man's whippity thwap.
Whippity thwapped.
My baseball cards in the wheel.
I couldn't believe when I dreamed that idea up.
And Kirby is rolling over in his grave. Anyways, well, that's the story of Batman. Batman. Darth Vader? G.I. Joe? Whatever.
Same thing. They both dress in black.
That's right.
You don't know who they are. They have parental issues.
Yeah, I don't know who Dr. Aphra is, though, as I think was the point of the whole conversation.
Everything with her name makes me laugh. Dr. Aphra, and then I think of the Afrin nose spray.
Yeah, Afrin nose spray. That's Aphra, just A-P-H-R-A.
Jelly Biafra.
She has, like, cool Jack Kirby circuit board tattoos on her arm.
She does, like, cool tattoos.
Wouldn't it be even better if she had a Jack Kirby tattoo on her arm?
Yeah.
Of him smoking a cigar at his drawing board. With a
human torch
a little,
shooting it on fire.
Yeah, a little thing, like, hanging from his ear.
Yeah. Like an actual thing, not the character thing. Just some weird thing.
Like a booger or something.
Yeah.
All right, I think I want to get that tattoo, actually, now.
Do it.
Come on, do it.
Tattoo.
And I'll get a tattoo that'll correspond to yours. It'll be Stan Lee pushing over and taking the credit for that tattoo. He's like, get out of my way, Koibi.
Hey, I had the foresight to copyright this. Oh, well. Yeah, sad.
I couldn't believe when I dreamed up that tattoo.
Well, you kind of did. We all did, and now I'm the one getting it. I'm the Stan Lee in this one.
Oh, all right, well, then I'll get the Jack Kirby.
Yeah, I'll push you over. Oh, it doesn't matter. Well, we're not going to get tattoos.
Then I'm going to get one on my back that's Kirby grumbling to every comics magazine out there. Then he, like, when that happened, like Kirby just started making, like, ridiculous claims that he created everything, and Stan Lee just happened to walk by the office. Like, he went in the opposite direction.
We'll never know, I guess.
Like, I did all that. Stan Lee did nothing.
I'm going to get the New Gods Spider-Man tattoo when he goes back to DC, you know?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I'm going to get the Topps Kirbyverse tattoo with Jim Salicrup.
Yeah.
I thought that name was like made up when I was like a kid. I thought like
people don't have stupid names.
Some kind of weird like superhero type like mix up name or something like that. I don't know why. Because I didn't
just had a scrap. It's like, oh look, spell Salicrup.
I didn't get it. I was like super young, you know, like when I first heard that name, and I was like, well, that's weird. That must be. And I thought the same thing of Fred Hembeck, because Fred Hembeck actually was a character. You know, in Fred Hembeck Destroys.
Fred Hembeck is the Weird Al of the
establishes. Yes, he is. Yes,
I kind of had them in the same boat.
Yeah, they should do something together, team up. Like, Fred Hembeck could do his album cover or something.
Ah, there you go.
Or animate Weird Al video in the style of Fred Hembeck.
I thought you meant Salicrup and Hembeck.
Oh, well, I think they already have.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they have.
Well, I'm going to have to
look. They teamed up and had a nice little baby. They got married and had a baby.
That's nice.
Hembeck Salicrup.
See, it sounds like.
But they hyphenated their last names when they get married. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Fresh Hembeck Salicrup.
The baby's name is Genosha Hembeck Salicrup.
Maybe. So, since I've come on, has this podcast just taken a...
Yeah.
Well, we're still stuck on the first comic we wanted to start talking about.
Yeah.
Did anybody... I know you probably all did, but did anybody see the Ryan Reynolds costume?
I did. Thanks to Clay.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Thanks to you.
Didn't. Why didn't I see it?
You didn't see it?
Clay doesn't...
Look it up right now. It's fantastic.
Oh, look. Don't... We'll wait. Pause the podcast.
No, we're not doing that.
No, I'm saying they pause the podcast while you go and look.
Yeah, we still talk.
It looks exactly like Deadpool, essentially. So
yeah, really. I mean, they just did
but
a
it
good
also
job,
looks like Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, and he's like lying down on a bearskin rug in front of a fire or something.
Well, I see a lot of images here just on Google image search. But isn't it kind of the same thing that he did? Like, oh, here he is on a recliner. That looks funny.
On a bearskin rug. Lying down.
Yeah.
They're
being like sexy. Just look up official Deadpool.
Yeah.
Official. I just looked up Deadpool movie.
Officially.
Oh. Go look up Ryan Reynolds on Twitter.
I don't want to look up Ryan Reynolds on Twitter.
Or go to most
look
recent.
Look up hentai porn.
Then we'll have to the podcast. Wait. Yeah, you'll wait. It won't take that long. Wait, did someone send it to me?
Yeah, I couldn't stand this anymore.
Yeah. It's for goddamn ridiculous.
Siri, Bing, where?
Bing?
Oh, Siri, Bing me a Deadpool.
Bing. stop making Bing a thing.
They did that in Howard the Duck.
So we already saw him in that, like, trailer thing, that fake, you know.
Yeah, it was all computer fake. Animated, though.
Yeah.
This is him in the costume.
Yeah, this is him.
Well done.
Well, you're impressed. I can tell.
I am impressed. No, it looks exactly like Deadpool.
Joush, have you ever played the Deadpool video game?
You know what? I have it, and I've never played it.
My friend said it was really funny.
I want to play it.
And
which is good.
It's a cool Marvel funny things in it.
Yeah, I want to get
the Hembeck Salicrup wedding is a bonus. The downloadable content.
Is man thing the best man? So he'd be the best man thing.
The best man thing.
The giant size man.
Like, I was trying
present
to tell
the rings. Well, here they are.
With the, with this man thing, I thee wed. I was trying to tell Jen about how
I now pronounce you man and thing.
And then the thing's like, oh, ah, crying out loud. I ain't Petunia.
What are you saying? You're trying to tell Jen?
I was trying to tell Jen that Man Thing was an actual character, and she would not believe
it. You're like, no.
Whatever.
It was really stupid.
I was like, I don't know. I forget who did, but that's something. Even though I just read about it last night, because I've been reading the history of comics decade by decade by Tomorrow's Publishing. 1970s, I'm reading right now.
Oh, I haven't bought a book for
that. It was edited by our friend Keith Dallas.
Ah, yes. He does a lot for those Tomorrows.
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to look at their catalog. Maybe I'll buy some stuff.
I always buy, like, when I don't have anything to read comics related, I just go over their site and see what they have, because everything they have is in a downloadable PDF format. That's and I correct. Can just read it right on my iPad.
What?
Yeah. And you'd get it for like a quarter of the price. You don't even have to wait, except for the download.
God.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Win-win.
Win-win-win, right. It's you get it instantly.
Instantly. Yeah, it's cheaper.
And I don't know. I forget.
And I can read it right
there. Ah, speaking of win-win, I've got such a good story.
Okay.
It's about winning things. You're going to like it.
Did you win something?
I did win something. So I know I do, but I haven't in a while, so I was getting kind of bummed. And I was at the grocery store the other day for lunch at work, you know, and they had... I was like, I need a snack for later. I was like, what do I get for a snack? And I was walking by the Cheez-Its, and they had they had an Avengers contest on the Cheez-Its.
Really?
And it was just like, win a Jeep, or second place was the that cool S.H.I.E.L.D. briefcase with all of the
Movies. Yeah,
movies and the Tesseract and everything. And it was like, there were only like 500 of those winners. And I went online and I entered it and I was an instant winner and I won the S.H.I.E.L.D. briefcase with all the movies.
No way!
Yeah.
Whoa.
Josh, that's fantastic.
I'm very
congratulations.
Excited. Even though I own most of them. But well, like, well,
now you own the Tesseract thing. I always thought that was pretty cool looking.
Yes.
Are they DVD or Blu-ray?
I think it was Blu-ray.
Oh, okay.
I have a related piece of news for that. I went to thinkgeek.com and I got my credit card out and I bought a S.H.I.E.L.D. hoodie that has the S.H.I.E.L.D. logo on the back and two S.H.I.E.L.D. logos on the shoulder, just like a Nick Fury outfit. Oh, yeah.
Except
I had to pay for mine.
You know, it's funny. It's weird that they have that in Cheez-It because... If you notice, bags of Doritos have, like, Avengers characters on them this month.
I don't know. It was funny because...
They're getting out there in the cheese factory.
It said it was, like, Kellogg's, and I was really surprised that Kellogg's owned Cheez-Its.
Huh. Well, that's
good. Their Cheez-It cereal's pretty good.
I'd probably eat that. I'd be like, yeah.
I hope this isn't a foretelling of things to come, that the Avengers Age of Ultron is going to be...
They're all just mowing down on Cheez-Its and Doritos during the movie.
Yeah, that's probably it, too. It's going to be a really cheesy movie. Well, congratulations.
I didn't even really... The first one was pretty cheesy. I don't love the first one. I think it's okay.
We've already kind of talked about this a little
bit.
Clay and I did. And Josh was there. Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, then I won't say
anything. No, we weren't on the air when you talked about it. But
well, that's all I had to say about it.
I know the ending is the part that gets you. That's what we were talking about. The sci-fi ending where you blow up the ship and all the things die.
Yeah. The Grimlock breaks the gun from Subatlantica ending.
But it's also the Phantom Menace ending.
Yeah, it's stupid. All three of those endings are dumb.
It's like every sci-fi ending. Yeah. So, yeah, but what I was saying is I also feel that because they never introduced who the Chitauri were, I never felt like they were any real threat. Even though it was 6 against 5,000, I never really felt like, oh my God, the Earth's in danger. The only real danger was the nuclear weapon, which are, you know, which Earth people shot.
Powers Booth shot off.
Powers Booth, that's right. Yeah. And Jenny Agutter.
Yeah.
Anyways, so
don't put them in a room together. Bad things happen.
Yeah, well, they'll be in a room together, I guess, in the next one too. I think they already said that she's in it, and they're both in it.
Is it going to be a sexy scene between them, or?
Yeah, I bet it. Jenny Agutter used to be in a lot of, like, she used to be naked a lot when she was younger in movies.
I don't even know who she is.
She's a fish, like, you know, actress who did a lot of sex scenes. That's
all right. Well, good for her. Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's time for Powers Booth to break up.
Yeah.
Get buff in the buff.
Hey, we were talking about Golden Girls a few weeks ago. Maybe this, you know, older people having sex. It's making a comeback.
Let's not do that. Let's not talk about that. Although, you know who I think is still not bad looking is Helen Mirren. Like, for an old lady.
Oh, well, yeah. God. Yeah.
No, she's hot. She's old lady hot.
Yeah.
Definitely. Good for her.
Ba-ba-boom, as they say.
I don't think she's as hot as we... I mean, as hot. I don't think she's as old.
She used to be really good looking.
No, she's like 70-something.
Yeah, I thought she just... I don't know. All right, so she looks pretty good then. Never mind.
Yeah. Look at it. That's,
I've seen her in a everyone bikini. Looked like...
Seriously, when I'm 70, I'm going to be like I'm going to be half dead anyway. But I mean, I'll be three quarters dead, I suppose. But I'd be like all like probably shriveled up like a grape.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time in the sun.
Yeah, sucks. All right, I want to.
Yes,
I want to talk for a second about this. It's kind of old news now, like, but
it's something very important to you.
Well, it is. It's
a important. Very special episode of League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes, we're not extraordinary at all, by the way.
Right. We're regular, ordinary guys.
Yeah, I want.
Is there anything wrong with Sallekrep marrying Hembeck? No, there isn't. It's legal in this state.
It's ordinary. So. I want to talk more. Well, more. We never talked about on the show, but it's been all over the world and the internet that this Joker cover that got recalled, or whatever. I don't know if everybody knows the story, but so he drew this cover, which is the Joker putting like
who drew it?
Lips. Raphael Albuquerque.
Yeah,
who did American Vampire and a bunch of other things. He's pretty. So anyway, he did this variant cover for Joker Month. Right, like June is Joker Month.
Yes.
Can't wait. Anyways, we do this cover, and it's Batgirl number 41 or whatever, and he's got like his arm around her with a gun, and he's putting like red lips, sort of blood, I assume, right on her lips.
Yep.
And everyone complained.
I know, it drove me insane.
But like, it was like death threats. Apparently,
I know it wasn't it's ridiculous.
Like, we don't like this, but apparently because it's. Because in the it's a reference to the Killing Joke, which...
But it's like, what I read is like, people are just reading it and being, or posting, you can just tell he's going to rape her. And I'm like, how can you tell? What are you thinking?
I know, that's dumb. But and then supposedly in the Killing Joke, it's like veiled that he may have sexually assaulted her mm-hmm. while she was unconscious. I mean, this never says it. You know, that he did. But he did take pictures of her. He, like, took her clothes off and took pictures of her to make Lieutenant Gordon go a little...
Which is a form of sexual assault.
I guess it is. So, now he does this cover, and people complained, and he yanked it. And DC says, well, it goes against the nature, the more lighthearted nature of the book that we're going with now. You know, the book is more lighthearted now. So
I don't think that that's exactly what happened. I think that the artist and the creators talked and decided that they should not put it out after they...
Right.
After people complained.
Right.
True. Yes.
Yes. That is what happened.
But the most absurd...
But no, I mean, you're saying that like, it's like the because people complained, DC pulled it. It was more like...
Well, I mean, we don't know. Yeah, and Raphael Albuquerque supposedly did it himself. But DC did release a press thing or whatever, a press release that said, what do you feel? It didn't... I mean, they obviously concurred. They didn't say, no, put the cover out.
Right. Well,
so I wonder how much influence DC actually, you know... Supposedly Albuquerque did it himself. But unless he comes on this show and tells us that, yes, I did it myself, I'm always going to have my suspicions that perhaps DC said, you should pull that.
No, it's the the creators, like Becky Cloonan, the writers, and Rafaela Albuquerque, like, had a discussion, and they pulled.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe people at DC, you know.
Well, my big thing is, the most absurd thing that everybody overlooks is more people have seen it now because they made a stink of it than probably would have if they had just released the cover.
That's probably true, because it's a variant cover. So, you know, how many people even care about those? I don't know, but this was in Time magazine, and now there's backlash against the backlash, saying, like, why did you pull this cover? What's wrong with you? So, it's a very sticky situation. I have to say, on a personal level, and not that this matters or anything, but I don't buy Batgirl, but I probably would have bought that cover if I saw it on the shelf, because it was really badass.
It was a great cover.
And now I'm not going to buy
it. You like the Joker stuff, so you'll probably get all the Joker variant covers.
If they look cool, I'm not going to spend, like...
I actually bought a Batgirl blank cover comic, so I can draw my own. I think I'm going to do the animated series one that I did.
Yeah,
and put it on there.
They're very well.
Yeah.
What I don't know. I mean, I know what you're saying, Clay, and I'm not. I mean, that's it's very. But
I'm just going by the stories that I read. And,
right.
You know,
well, people did complain, and I'm just.
I know that people did complain, and I think that it is. Silly that it's sort of a thing. It's just an artistic expression. I liked the cover itself. To someone that's read The Killing Joke, like, basically when it came out, I understand what the reference is, and I'm not offended by it. You know,
no,
but I'm not a girl, and I don't really even like that current run on Batgirl. I think they peaked at Gail Simone.
They're
ruining her. They'll never go back. This new version isn't mine.
I see. But I think the thing is, the issue is, like, censorship and, like, why are you doing this just because one person complains and, or not one person, but obviously many people complained. But what happens, I guess, these days.
I'm curious if the main problem was it seemed like people complained, and I don't think that they were upset about that. I think they were upset about the people that flipped out on the people that complained and were giving them death threats.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
Which is like...
yeah, I don't know. All you can do is pull the cover, I guess, but at this point. But, I mean, it's like... But these are just people on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, death
people
threats.
On the internet are going to, like, say stupid shit.
Yeah, you're never going to... Like, where are you going to find these people in order to kill them? Like, you're just...
yeah.
You're just idiots on message boards. What a death threats. I mean, I don't know. It's...
But there's
it's just getting
the
weird.
Climate now is that where there's all this Gamergate stuff going on, and, you know, like, people want to err on the side of caution for, like, any sort of controversy like this, because people don't want to have, like, you know, death threats against female artists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
It just all sucks because it's like there's too many. There's too many rules set up so that there's not enough of a gray area, I guess. You know, people are too sensitive.
Exactly.
People are too sensitive.
You can't do anything that's not going to offend somebody, I suppose.
And Eric Larson has, like, a couple of interviews he said about it. And he said that, like, back in the day, the pre-internet, everyone having an open discussion about this and an open letter to this person or whatever, like, you wouldn't have even known that cover existed. Because it just, even if they didn't, if they decided to pull it in for whatever reason, you wouldn't have known that it even was going to happen. Like, they would have figured it out on their own.
Yeah, that's true.
And then maybe, like, on a podcast or an interview, like, later, like, Rafael Albuquerque in, like, 2020 was like, yeah, well, I was going to do this cool Joker cover and they didn't let me do it or because of this or that. You know, but now everything's just out and, like, let's talk about everything all the time.
Yeah, and let's complain about it.
Yeah, let's complain about it.
That's really...
Everybody complains about everything.
I know.
It's just two comic book characters, you know.
Right, and one of them is a bad guy, let's face it.
Well, I mean, that's... then where does it stop, though? I mean, like, we have a podcast, and we're always, like, voicing our opinion. Like, where does that stop?
I'm I don't think anyone's going to pull off. Cover based on our opinion, but yeah.
But I mean, like, not just covers, but, like,
right.
We talk about movies and things we didn't like in movies. I mean, is that going to hurt a director's feelings? Are they going to say, like,
I don't know.
Well, we're going to get these people in trouble because...
Your podcast needs to be yanked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the other hand... We don't have our main image as, like, Durson painting a smile on some woman, you know.
I get what the contrast.
I know, Josh is putting it all over Facebook. But you're not the only one, because, like Clay said, it's out there. And, like we said, more people have seen it than would have seen it if they just put it out, probably.
I saw someone on DeviantArt take it another step further where, like, her shirt was all ripped open and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's bad.
People that do that.
That's bad. But because there's nothing
when I was like, I was like, Josh, make me a Snake Eyes Cobra Commander one. You know what I mean? Like, of course I love it.
Yeah.
I emailed it to...
Yeah, here it is, right here. It's, But, yeah, I mean, obviously there's going to be those sickies, but, I mean, good job, Josh.
I like that he's drawing the cobras.
He drawing the cobras. The weird thing is, too, okay, so the not the current issue of Batgirl, but the Batgirl Endgame tie-in, she's wiping blood off her face.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So I know that's not a Batgirl issue, but, I mean, like, so if they're trying to say that it goes against the tone of the book, I don't know, whatever. It's just silly that all that this is becoming such a big deal. And
it probably, like, even if you were to just sit down and be like, oh, I have a, like, it's Joker month, like, do something for Batgirl, like, oh, I have a cool idea, you know. I'm sure Raphael Albuquerque wasn't, like, trying to promote or think anything beyond, like, I'm gonna have the Joker doing this to Batgirl because he's a bad guy, that's it,
right?
Like,
yeah. And this is what the Joker would do because he's a bad guy.
Right. It's,
yeah. I'm sure there was no intention there. And I think that's kind of what people have to focus on, is what was the intention of it. Not like – obviously the guy with their shirt ripped open, that guy was trying to
– And he didn't even have an original thought. He's just taking Raphael Albuquerque things. He's like Josh over here drawing Cobra Commander. or Bill Murray and Slimer. This is my favorite one.
Slimer and Bill Murray, yeah, that's pretty good. Well, whatever. It's too bad, but yeah, we're a little hypersensitive these days.
Well, Josh did the right thing by making a joke out of it, because
hey, thank you, Josh.
That's perfect, because that's what the intention of it was. I would say, you know, it's like,
well, he is the Joker,
right?
Oh, did anybody see that movie Chef?
Oh, I love that movie.
Last night, it was really, and but it's kind of reminds me, like, so you're like, Jon Favreau gets really pissed at Oliver Platt, you know, the food critic, but saying, like, you know, I work my ass off for this, and you just shit all over it, and you don't even care. Like, that's what I do. You just write funny words. It's kind of like that, you know. It's like, I don't know how Raphael Albuquerque feels, if he felt really strongly about that, or is it a picture he drew, and he's like, well, all right, whatever. But, like, I wonder if he's kind of like, what the hell, man? I wasn't trying to do anything wrong. I'm just an artist that they paid me to draw a cover. You know?
Yeah. So, and I took the main, like, it's an assignment like that is like, hey, it's Joker month. We want you.
Yeah.
We want you top 12 artists in the country or whatever, like top 12 artists to do something. So, Raphael Albuquerque, you get Batgirl. Like, if he got Superman, like, he. Who knows what he was like? He had to come up with some sort of concept. You can't fault
him. I think if it had been
wiping kryptonite across Superman's face,
kryptonite lipstick.
Yeah,
I think if it was any character that wasn't either young or woman, it would have been okay. But if you start to put women and children in compromising positions, people start to get very upset.
Yeah.
So, I can see I can see both sides of it. So,
well, look at you.
It's like, if the bad guys aren't doing bad things,
see all the sides
then...
I mean, the cover personally didn't offend me, but I could see absolutely how it could offend others. But...
Now, there you go. Moral of the story.
Okay. But my guess, my thing was, why didn't anyone go, hey, you know, this might upset a bunch of people.
Before it got finished. Yeah, that's a good point as well.
Maybe he just went through and did it and was like submitted it, and they were like, well.
Yeah, did he post it on his social media first? Is that how it happened?
I don't even know. Stuff by editors. Stuff. I mean, yeah. Like anything I do, I can never just like go send it directly to the printer. You know, it's not like that.
Right. Well, I don't think this ever got printed. Obviously, it didn't make it that
far. It got far enough to be seen.
Right. It got seen. So. Yeah, I guess that's the thing. These artists, are they allowed to just post whatever they want on their Twitter, or like, do you have to be like, hey, I want to post a picture of this on Twitter? Which I assume that's probably how it is, because you can't spoil things. Or...
Yeah, usually you have to ask if it's
Yeah, cool. I think that like a couple months ago, Tony Harris was doing his first Marvel stuff, and maybe the between Marvel and DC it's a little different, but he was like, oh, I posted... on his Facebook page, like, I posted something I was working on, but the bosses were really mad at me, and I might get fired from the book now. So, and then he took it down and apologized, and everything was okay. But yeah, I mean, they can get in trouble, or not in trouble, but they're not supposed to because they don't own the characters and stuff. So,
yeah, I think so. He probably did, however, it got out there. I guess it did get past DC editors, and yeah, not one of them said this might offend people. So, I don't know.
I bet that wouldn't have happened at Marvel because Marvel has a lot of like high end. Like female editors and are, you know.
Maybe, but they're owned by Disney. I have a feeling it would have happened at Marvel, too.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I think Disney would never let anything like that go by. But you never know. Maybe Disney doesn't have much say in it. We don't really know.
No, well, I'm saying like maybe DC was like, let this go by.
Yeah, you know. You're right. And Marvel would have been, no, you're going to offend. Yeah. Well, it was obviously.
I feel like a lot of people definitely could have looked at it and been like, "This is just like a really awesome throwback," and not really put that much thought into it. You know?
Yeah,
that's what I would have saw when I first saw the image. Yeah. I didn't read the headline; I just saw the image.
I know. Like, I was like, "Oh, that's a Joker awesome!"
You know?
Yeah, I thought it was cool too. The interesting thing about the article in Time said something about it. It almost takes away from the whole empowering women thing because now you're like. And pulling it, sort of like you're saying, like that it is affecting, you know, and like I don't know if this woman who wrote the article is right or wrong, but I'm just saying she thought it was kind of almost more offensive that they yanked it because, like, even after the Killing Joke, Barbara Gordon went on to become Oracle, you know, like, and she's like, you know, she kind of conquered the, you know, the fact that she was paralyzed and all that stuff, and now whatever, she's back as Barbara Gordon, but I mean, that cover is like
what if that cover was the last page of a comic, you'd be like, I need to buy the next one to see how she's gonna get out of that. Well, and she would have the upper hand,
maybe. Yeah,
you know?
I feel like they, when they did that death in the family thing, or death of the family I should say, they, you know, like he was gonna like marry Batgirl or something, wasn't there some kind of weird thing there? They had like a him with a box of chocolates and stuff and a knife. I don't know, it's kind of, I guess, weird. Like, they've done stuff like that before.
If it's probably on the inside of the book, no one would ever care.
Yeah.
Because you just see, like, the covers and the solicits, and they're like, what is this?
Very controversial. Opened up a can of worms there. We might get hate mail. Whatever.
Yay! Mail! Did you guys see the Chrononauts?
I didn't. I saw it, but I didn't.
Was it Chrononauts?
Chrononauts. I have, right? That's in my vagina.
Mark
pile.
Miller.
I read it. It was good. But did you guys see that whole like to do with like the some people can see the image on the inside of the watch on the cover?
What?
It's like the weird blue gold dress thing that was happening a while back. So they painted this like the Chrononauts logo on the inside of the watch on the cover, and only like one out of 15 people can see the image, and so far anybody I've shown it to can't. I can't.
Oh,
I only have that as a PDF.
So they did that on purpose, like to, like the blue gold dress thing.
Yeah,
that's kind of neat. Well, yeah, that's pretty cool. I saw that book and I thought about it, and then I kind of thought that Mark Miller is kind of a douche, and I don't know. I don't want to buy it, but I heard
they already haven't they already optioned that for a movie too?
Yeah, probably.
Like, all he has to do is put out one issue, and he's like, "I'm getting a movie made out of my thing."
Yeah, now I can wait another like 3 months before I put out number two.
I still can't wait for Kingsman.
It was cool. I mean, but I can see that.
Everything is getting optioned now. I'm kind of getting a little like Sculptor, which we went to see Scott McCloud a while ago. Clay and I optioned. Yeah. Outcast. The same thing with you know, Robert Kirkman. Anything he does now gets optioned. There was another one too. I was just like, that got optioned.
Back to Kirkman. Can we talk for like a brief second on how dumb the name of the new spinoff is?
Oh, I didn't hear it. What is the name?
Fear the Walking Dead. Oh, I'm like, yeah. Why would you call it? That's so dumb.
Yeah, that's weird.
And it's supposed to be a prequel, kind of. Like, it's supposed to take place before. I would have called it The Waking Dead.
Oh, very good.
I know, right?
You're the one called it Another Walking Dead.
Well, I'm glad they didn't do it.
I would have called it Another Walking Dead series that happens before the other Walking Dead series that you all know. But it's not The Walking Dead.
The Shuffling Dead.
They could have made it like CSI, you know, and just done Walking Dead Miami.
That would be awesome.
It'd be all orange.
Yeah. So it's really tan. The Tan Dead. I don't know. I hadn't heard that. Well, that is dumb. Maybe Kirkman had nothing. That's probably just AMC. I mean,
I don't know. He tweeted it out, so.
It's probably Stanley. I couldn't believe when I dreamed up that title.
The title, Fear the Walking Dead. Oh, man. That's a shame. Now, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Sure. Sometimes titles sound stupid, and then after you kind of just say them enough, it just becomes that's it.
Fear the Walking Dead. Fear the Walking Dead. Fear the Walking Dead.
There you go.
Stupid.
Yeah, no, it didn't work. Didn't work on that one. Oh, well, what else? Anybody read anything else? Was anything good other than
Gem and the Holograms?
Oh, did you read that?
Unfortunately.
Oh, no. No good?
Well, actually, I mean, it wasn't bad for what it was, I suppose.
What was it?
It was Gem and the Holograms.
Oh.
I think it's a girl book.
I
mean, sorry. I didn't expect it not to be, but she's, like, afraid of singing, but she's a good singer, and her dad died, and he created this hologram thing, and they found it, and she's able to make herself look like somebody totally different, and then it ends, so you're probably going to be like, hey, she's going to become Jem and the Holograms, and they're going to be awesome, and that's the story.
Oh.
I was going to say that I hated Jem and the Holograms.
I know, because it came, it got in the way of my enjoyment of robotics.
Yeah.
Which I really liked. There you are,
Josh. On the scale of sort of to truly, how outrageous was issue number one of Jim and the Holograms?
It was like, I'd say it was it wasn't outrageous yet. It's on its way to outrageous.
Okay,
so mildly outrageous.
Cool. Yeah,
it's on the mildly outrageous.
It's on the road to outrageous. I think is a good ranking. Yeah.
All right. Hey, whatever.
Kind of like that should be the podcast title, On the Road to Outrageous.
On the outrageous scale. That'll be our new thing. Outrageous scale, I give this one a 3 or whatever. We'll have to come up with the various degrees. What did you say?
Three, like, Misfits. Is that what the name of the band that she used to fight against, the Misfits?
Misfits.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wait, weren't they a real band?
Yeah.
Well,
that's sad.
They weren't quite the same, though.
No, probably not. I can't really remember much of Gem and the Holograms, but I did probably watch some of it just because I wanted to watch robotics.
Because you guys get robotics, yeah.
And Bigfoot Muscle Machines, which I didn't care about either.
Robotics.
Bigfoot and the Muscle Machine.
Big, bad, dirty, and mean. Yeah.
The big, bad, dirty, and me.
Why don't I remember any of those, but I remember Gem and the Holograms?
I don't know. That's, what kind of a kid were you?
I remember robotics.
I'm going to shut this off and watch just Gem.
I don't want to watch.
Well, I think Gem ended up having her own show afterwards, right?
Okay, yeah, you're probably right.
So robotics had to share it with two other crappy shows.
Man, robotics was actually not a bad show.
No, I enjoyed it. I'll still watch it on YouTube sometimes.
Yeah, I remember watching some of it on YouTube. There was like one episode that was missing when I last time I went to watch it, or I just couldn't find it, and I was like, no.
Sometimes, you know, I try to watch Visionaries, but I have to go over to Daily Motion to watch that.
Oh, okay. Man.
Like, I have to go to the wrong side of the tracks to watch the next
episode.
Yeah. It's like going to the bad part of town.
Daily Motion.
Daily Motion. I'll that.
Sorry. That was my phone. Daily Motion. I don't know. That's scary, too. I don't think I can go over there.
Yeah. Hey, don't get me started on Vimeo.
Speaking of old programs, do you see that X-Files is coming back?
I did see that. That's gonna play.
No, kind of excited.
That last movie that came out.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
They're not doing it how they redid 24. Like 24 went away for like 5 years, and then, like, all of a sudden they had a mini series.
How was that anyway?
It was awesome. I loved it.
I watched like the first two episodes. I was like, this is good, but I just, for some reason, with 24, even though I like it, I never feel like watching it.
Well, you're like,
I have shows like that.
It's almost like, oh, I know that I have to watch 24 of these.
Okay. Is that all? The miniseries wasn't that long.
I think it was 12 or something.
Yeah. It was like West Street. It was like,
did they call it 12?
Yeah, it wasn't that long. It was the opposite of West Street. It was like East Street.
Yeah.
So 24 was only 12.
Yeah.
It was so like, all right, half we'll call it. Yeah, half of 24. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm sure it's the same. It's going to be as good. It's weird though, because X-Files was like a real trailblazer back then, and now there are like a million shows just like it. So it's kind of, it'll be interesting. Is it like Vince Gilligan going to be working on it again? That would be something. Or is he a little busy with Better Call Saul, probably?
Bring Walter White into the fold.
Yeah, that'd be something.
Jen's really watching that now.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah, now that she caught Better Call Saul and really liked it, she's gone back and been watching Breaking Bad, and I was like, oh, I'll watch it with you again. And I'll watch like two episodes with her and then, you know, go to bed, and then I'll get up the next morning and she's still watching. So then she's like, okay, I left off at whatever. She watched like six episodes in between the two of us watching. So then I'll be like, did this happen yet? And she's like, why'd you tell me? I'm just trying to get a sense of where we are now. All over the place with this.
I run into that a lot too. So I say, what just happened? That's how I do it.
Yeah.
So what just happened in the last episode?
I just go to Breaking Bad Wiki or whatever, and she'll tell me what episode she watched, and then I'll just go look it up on air and see.
Yes. So then there's no spoilers. I mean, you have no idea where it's going from one episode to the next, pretty much. So, like, you could really, you're like, you know, is this guy dead yet? And you're like, no!
I know, because she really likes Mike, and I haven't.
No, don't say what happens. But she can catch Mike on Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
He is awesome.
Yeah, that's where she started to like him. At first, she was like, I don't like this guy. And then they had that whole episode about him. And she was this guy's awesome.
No, he is like one of the best characters. I don't know how you could not like that guy. He's awesome. I liked him on Better. I mean, on Breaking Bad, even though he was a jerk. But like,
but he was funny.
He was funny. He was so like, just
he
like.
He kind of
so
kept everybody in check, too. Like, good guys and bad guys. It's like, he's like a mediator.
Yeah, just give him a look that like, are you serious?
Like, come on.
I say something stupid.
Yeah.
Don't be a
Don't be a douche.
I keep asking Jen if she's gotten to the episode where they play the monkey song in it yet.
Oh, yeah.
You should totally mess with her and just, like, ask if people died that don't die.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, is Hank dead yet?
Hank does die. Spoiler warning!
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't seen any of those.
You should watch it, Josh, to see.
I don't know,
but it's weird because I thought when they first said, oh, it's going to be Better Call Saul, I was like, all right, I mean, Saul's a good character, but what's it going to be like? But I didn't think it would be this good. I don't know.
I actually like him better on Better Call Saul.
Yeah, like he's got way more layered. Like he was kind of one-dimensional, but he wasn't the main character, so it was fine. He's really very,
very well.
It's really well done. Very well done. I was looking at a thing the other day online where they talk about all the sort of the callbacks to Breaking Bad that are on Better Call Saul, besides other than like the main ones, but there's like little subtle ones too. And there's a lot more
does
than
somebody
I
somebody do
I
like noticed. An episode by episode recap.
Yeah,
with all just, those, because I always look at those for like the Flash and Arrow. It's like DC Easter eggs in the Flash episode 12.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, Josh. Your email just came through on my phone. On that, well done on that Cobra Commander.
Oh, thank you.
Very well done.
We'll all get there eventually. All right. Well,
Before we wrap it up, I have a TV recommendation. I don't know if you guys are watching this, but Last Man on Earth is fucking hilarious.
Oh, I've heard that was really funny. Rachel said, I didn't.
There's only like 5 episodes, so it's really easy to catch up because it's like a sitcom. But Will Forte is the last man on Earth. It's post-apocalyptic, and hilarity ensues.
All right. Well, check it out.
Spoiler warning, like I should love he's it, not I the don't. Actually last person on Earth.
Right, there's a woman
yeah,
on Earth.
Kristen yeah. Schaal, who's really funny.
Oh, yes.
And she appears on an MC Frontalot song.
So. Oh. Yes, she does.
Very good.
The MC Frontalot was in People vs. George Lucas.
Yeah, he
yes.
was.
Well, I can't wait for Daredevil. That's coming out pretty soon, right? In April?
Yeah, that's like in like 2 weeks or something.
Oh, man, that's going to be badass.
I'm going to have to call in sick to work, I think. I'm going to be like, I'm
just
not...
Watch it at work.
Working at home today.
Work from home. Yeah, that looks so good. So
yeah, I like the fact that they're using the Daredevil costume from The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of it. Yeah. Hopefully the Thor from that episode will be in that too.
Oh, that would be awesome.
He was in the trial of the Incredible Hulk.
Hulk, yeah. And then Sala was Sala was the Kingpin.
My God.
Now Sala's all skinny.
I know. He was in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, now he's strange looking because he's all like, it's like saggy. You know?
Because he lost all the weight?
Yeah.
That's got to suck.
Yeah.
Well, that'll happen to me when I'm 70. I won't look like Helen Mirren, I'll... Yeah. Well, maybe I will look like Helen Mirren.
If you're lucky.
Once you start getting to be that age, men and women all start to look
God
the
bless
same.
You. We're all lucky if we look like Helen Mirren when we're 70.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, if you got to...
I mean, I'll take it if Clay looks like Helen Mirren. I'll date you, Clay.
Yeah, all right.
I'm announcing that right now. So like... In like 30 years.
Sauerkraut, getting together. John Clay. All right. I think on that note, unless you have anything else you want to say or think about or talk about or what think about, well, you can think about it.
Think about it all the while. Say a word about it, though.
But we can wrap this up, I think, right?
Very well.
Yeah. Very well.
Very well. All right.
So when do we start recording?
Oh.
3, 2, 1, record.
All right. Well, adios. Happy Palm Sunday or whatever this is. Is it Palm Sunday?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, good. Well, I'm glad we got that over with.
Religion if it's Palm
is not
Sunday.
My real forte.
If it's Palm Sunday, I'm going to go over to dailylotion.com.
And watch some stuff to your spank cloud.
Oh yeah, the spank cloud.
Use with your man thing, your giant sized man thing.
Right. And maybe if you can get some to Helen Mirren to upload there.
Giggity.
Alright. Giggity. Oh my god, Roger Moore said that Idris Elba not right for James Bond. Did you see that? I'm sorry, I just caught that on Facebook. What a jerk.
I think he's really good.
I think he's the second coming of Roger Moore.
That's maybe he's jealous. He's like, I could still play him. I don't want this other guy who is the second coming of me.
That's Sir Roger Moore now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. If you're listening.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry, Mr. Bond, if you're listening.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks to all the James Bonds.
Thanks to you, all James Bonds.
Even you, Sean Connery.
Get out! Yeah, oh, hey, oh, I'm nervous.